Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Nice. Here we go.
You okay over there?
Here we go.
It sounded like you hiccuped when you said nice. You're like, all right.
That's anyway. Probably not a good thing for radio to get hiccups.
No.
Hiccups?
Are you drunk right now? What's going on? Anyway, enough of that. We got to get to it. It's time for your history lesson. Bust out those history books.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, we're going to just go back to 1966. That's right. October 8th, 1966, the U.S. government declared that LSD was dangerous and an illegal substance. That's right. No more tripping balls on LSD because it's dangerous.
Just taking LSD. Here's some LSD.
So
60s were, I didn't grow up in the 60s, but the more and more I hear about it, stories, and it's what a wild time, man.
Yeah, it was, a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll in that era. You know, peace, love, and drugs, and whatnot, and everything. And 69
you know your mom
was
grew up in the 60s, right?
You're a real piece of trash. You're a real son of a bitch.
Just
all right.
To let you know.
Have you heard about this thing, microdosing with LSD? Have you ever heard about that?
Yes, I have. People are doing it with mushrooms as well.
Yeah, so people take just little bits. I mean, like an eighth of a dosage.
Hey, by the way, which is illegal. We should probably start off
by saying, of course.
This
is it's still an illegal drug, for sure. But they say, like, it's really good for creativity. You put it in your water, and it just kind of opens things up. I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm all for having a good time, okay? But if I'm going into work with a water bottle with a micro dose of LSD, I don't know how that day's going to end for me. You know what I mean?
You know?
End up sweaty in the break room.
It depends on what it does to you. Are you melting to the floor? Are you seeing dragons? Well, you're licking the wall?
That's obviously what they're saying with the micro dosing is you don't do that. It just opens up the creative parts of your brain and you're more creative. Mm-hmm. Which I will say, though, Hunter, I am a firm believer in having a couple of cocktails to get the creative juices flowing. I'm not making this up. My old boss used to take me out to the bar when we had to write new production for the radio station, and she would feed me like three beers, like right away. Boom, boom, boom. Beer. Dude, I was so funny and coming up with stuff on the spot. But then you get past the sweet spot, and then you're just a drunk idiot. You're like, well, hey, what about this? What if we do this? This
would be See, that's it. There's your problem.
It's the sweet spot.
That's why you need to use LSD.
Is that what it is? Man, I don't know. I've never taken any hallucinogenics just because I don't know if I can handle it. I don't think I'm a hallucinogenics kind of guy, you know? Cocaine, totally different, but, you know.
See, it's totally different.
Love cocaine. Fantastic. That's awesome. But LSD, I don't know if I could handle it, man. Start seeing stuff that's not there and,
See, I think you're thinking too much into it, man.
Yeah.
I think you think it's Puff the Magic Dragon. You go into this weird world.
That's part of the problem, though. You got to go into it with a clear head. If you go into it with the wrong mindset, then you have a bad time, right? That's what everyone says. You got to be clear and open minded, because otherwise you're going to trip balls and the schnozberries are going to taste like schnozberries, man. I don't know. So
yeah.
Maybe we should microdose and do the show one day. Maybe see if we could get away with that.
Maybe get through a show. That'd
be kind of trippy, right?
It's hard enough doing it drinking, dude.
It's hard enough doing it sober, for God's sake. So
you know.
Anyway, all right. Well, let's figure out down the road we can maybe do a show while tripping balls on LSD. Maybe Boss Man Bill will get on.
Get real
on
creative. You never know.
Like the greatest show we've ever done, or it's just us crying in the corner, like, oh God, make it stop.
Rocking right. back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. LSD became illegal, and all the hippies were bummed out. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dan Soder.